this manner, the Gardnerian tradition branched out into numerous covens, spreading Wicca across the United Kingdom and eventually into the United States. It was customary for a newly formed coven to copy the parent coven's Book of Shadows and to add their own discoveries, effectively advancing the information. Through this continuous modification of the central doctrine, several alternative Wiccan paths have been forged, such as Alexandrian Wiccan, Dianic, Sioux Wicca, British Traditional Wicca, Georgian, and many others. The aforementioned Wiccan traditions still follow the convention of keeping their information initiatory and oath-bound, meaning initiation into a coven is required to practice under those denominations. However, these days, the number of solitary witches that practice a form of eclectic Wicca seems to exceed the number of formal initiates in more dogmatic forms of Wicca. This contemporary tradition is also known as Neo-Wicca and will be the focus of this audiobook. Securing together all forms of Wicca are the sturdy, common threads of witchcraft and paganism. In other words, Wicca as a formal religion may appear to be structurally loose and infinitesimally young in comparison to its Abrahamic kin. However, its roots, philosophy, and use of witchcraft encompasses over 30,000 years of Aboriginal spiritual beliefs. Witchcraft and paganism. Back in the Paleolithic era, humans relied on successful hunts and copious fertility to sustain the tribe. These two vital aspects of survival, the hunt and fertility, were viewed as the core duality of life itself. The hunt was the necessary destruction of life carried out by the men of the tribe and illuminated by the rousing sun. When the sun began to set, the men would return home with the day's kill. Under the serene moonlight, they lay down with the women. Fertility was the creation of life. Women, pregnant with new life, epitomized the creative force. In addition, our ancestors' primitive observations correlated the phases of the moon with the menstrual cycle. Present-day studies have confirmed the regulatory relationship between the lunar cycle and menses. As the moon waxed from dark toward full, so did the female body wax toward ovulation. After ovulation, the female waned back to menses, as did the moon wane back to dark. Thus, during prehistory, masculine energy became the hunting god, associated with the sun, and feminine energy became the fertility goddess, associated with the moon. Cave paintings and clay models, such as the Venus figurines found all over the world, and the anthropomorphic images of horned tribesmen with hooves, depict both the goddess and the god, respectively. The goddess figure commonly have exaggerated feminine features that emphasize fertility: pendulous breasts, enlarged genitalia, wide hips, and a pregnant belly. Images of the hunting god tend to be of a man that is horned and hooved. The reason for this depiction is due to primary food sources usually being animals with horns and hooves: bison, ox, reindeer, etc. Hints at the utilization of magic are also portrayed in prehistoric art. There are cave paintings that depict hunting rituals enacted to promote a successful hunt. Unearthed life-size clay models of bison or bear impaled with the tribal spears are also indications of early sympathetic magic, an understanding of like attracts like. Directing the tribe's intention by enacting a successful hunt was to attract a successful hunt. There are also numerous depictions of animal copulation to ensure the fertility of the food source. As time and agriculture progressed, the year was observed as a cyclical seasonal calendar, known as the Wheel of the Year. A detailed explanation of the Wheel of the Year is provided in Chapter 5, Cycles and Festivals. The Wheel of the Year was divided into a light half and a dark half. The months when crops could be grown and harvested became known as the light half and was associated with the goddess for her life-bearing attributes. To worship and honor the goddess through various rituals was to ensure a plentiful harvest for the year. The dark half refers to the autumn and winter months and was associated with the god. Rituals and celebrations honoring death and the resulting rebirth dominated the dark portions